All I do is write down the fucking name of the book and nothing else. Like, you need a summary,
Take
Karen.
5 minutes.
You're not
Well, it's
gonna
fresh in your
remember.
mind.
Why
Yes.
are you so dumb?
I'm glad you get me. Thank you for understanding.
Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl.
Where we're wildly unprepared this week, as if we don't know that we record every week, but we're gonna wing it as best we can.
We'll do our best.
And
I am Karen from Shanghai.
I'm Mandy of Cadence.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome, welcome.
In our timeline, it is September 28th, and I really hate saying this.
I need to
In
start taking off my headphones. Like, you
y'all's
assault me with this.
timeline, it is October fucking 6th.
I'm
How?
calling the police the next time you do this.
How?
Ca
This
jail.
is the worst. I
I feel
hate
like
it.
you just do this to upset me.
I have upset myself. I don't like it.
Yeah.
But
Emo.
thus is life. This week in fangirling, Mandy, what'd you do?
Not very much at all. I could not tell you what I did this weekend. I could not tell you what I did yesterday. My husband was supposed to have his teeth. I talked about that last week, how we thought we were
Yes.
gonna like be at home because you're supposed to have his wisdom teeth pulled out. That didn't happen. I don't know what we did. It's completely lost to me. I know that we decided that we're gonna redo some of our flooring downstairs, which is happening next week. So my life right now is the chaos before like a home remodel. So every night has been like, oh, we're gonna replace that piece of furniture. Let me go order this. Let me see what I can do to make this easier on all of us and like kill myself doing it. I have not finished the Forest of Mandate's due because I'm loving it and I want to go back to it, but I'm seeing Rebecca Ross and Shelby Mahurin tomorrow in my hour timeline. And I wanted to have read something more than Divine Rivals. So I started A River Enchanted, which is the first in the Elements of Cadence series. So I did not take any notes this week because I suck at life this week. So this is who I am. Take me or leave me. So I'm going to pull up the Goodreads page and just read through the little summary. So we have four main characters in this book. I'm listening to the audiobook and it's a female narrator even narrating, like it's a third person. So they're not, it's not like that she's giving thoughts or whatever, but it's interesting because she's reading for the men too. Okay. So we have Jack Tamerlane. He's hasn't set foot on this island Cadence, which is where he's from, in 10 years. He's been studying music on like a university on the mainland. But then young girls start disappearing from Cadence. And so he's like, he gets this mysterious letter to come home and help find them. So it's kind of like an enchanted island. It gives me Scotland vibes. It's very, to me right now, if Outlander and Divine Rivals had like a magical, perfect baby. So like, it's very Scottish Highlands vibes. Everybody's like looks like Jamie Fraser, but then you have like magic and like so there's one girl, let me find her name. It's not Adara, it's I don't know. I forgot her name. It starts with an S. She can like go out. Her husband is the captain of the guard for the clan that they live on. There's the island is divided into the east and the west. So the clan that they live on, their land, he's the captain of the guard, and she can walk outside into her front yard and just say his name to the wind, and it will tell him that he needs her to come home, or she needs him to come home. So he'll like hear her. The wind will carry his name in her voice to him, and based on the cadence that she says his name, he knows like, okay, this is like a emergency, or she just misses me or whatever. There are like the plaids that are like Scottish tartans, can be like, they look like a blanket, but they're armor.
Oh.
So they're like enchanted to like protect you from being stabbed or something. And then like there are these blades that can be enchanted to make you feel certain things. So like you can have a blade that if it nicks you, you live in like your nightmares. Even though you're sitting on a chair, you think you're in the middle of your nightmare.
Okay.
Yeah. So there are spirits for fire, ice, fire, water, earth, and wind, and they can be good, they can be bad. Adara is now the he's the she's the laird's daughter, so she's the heir to the lairddom. I don't know if that's a word. And she is Jack's like childhood enemy, like as much of an enemy as you can have when you're a child. All right. Like they did not end well. There was some competition that they were in when they were kids, and they needed, I think it's like some sort of thistles. And he goes out in the middle of the night beforehand and he finds like the perfect patch of them. And he's like, this is where I'm going to get them for the competition. And when he gets there, she's there and she shoves a bunch of them in his face. and runs away. But there was something with those where they cause like 24-hour hallucinations or something for like 2 days, or like really bad pain or something. So he's like, that trick is the one who did that to me. And I suffered because she shoved him in my face. But now they're all grown up and they have to work together to try and figure out what's happening to all of these missing little girls. Because it's not like women, it's like 10-year-olds just suddenly vanish in like a patch of wind. It's really good. It's really magical. And I'm not doing it justice. And I will do better about it next week. My brain is oozing out of my nose. But Rebecca Ross can do nothing wrong at this point. Like, apparently she's a Georgia girly, at least now. I don't know if she's from here, but she lives here. And I just love her. I wanted to finish both books. I'm still like 3/4 of the way through the first because it's been that kind of week. And that is all I did this week. Nothing else but flooring and kid things that kids needed and trying frantically to finish this book. What did you do this week? That was chaotic. Sorry.
Well, you read one thing and I read many, so I will make
This
up
is
the
a
bulk of
shock. This is shocking.
I know, so surprising. I finished reading Made for It by Jamie Sumner. I talked about it last week. It's where Franny is doing her mom's house cleaning because her mom had gotten into a car accident and can't work because her leg is broken. And Franny is blackmailing her like academic rival, this bully in her class, to help her with the house cleaning because she can't do it by herself. It's too much. Her hands are getting destroyed. So she's blackmailing her into helping. And she's worried about her mom falling back onto like her pain pill addiction, which I'm happy to
Oh,
report.
yeah.
I'm happy to report her mom stays sober the whole time.
Good, because that could have been a trigger warning
Yeah, her
for sure.
mom is very, very devoted to her sobriety,
Good.
and it's really good. I think that Franny just gets really freaked out because obviously, for obvious reasons, because she did deal with her mom's addiction in the past, so she got really freaked out and overinflated it and took on a lot more because she was like, I have
That's
to do all this.
PTSD.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. And
PTSD, yeah.
so, but I am happy to report mom stays sober. Franny and the bully who she's blackmailing, they, are working together to clean these houses so they get to talk in. And so, things get cleared up in
Things
that
come to be.
area. And then there's the boy that she's got a crush on, and there's that whole plot line. And it all works out really well and very cute. It's a middle grade, so, not too much
Yeah.
stress, but it does tackle, heavier emotional things, emotional themes, and does it in a way that is easy to digest for younger readers.
Good.
And I really enjoyed it. So I would recommend that. I read Every Duke Has His Day by Suzanne Enoch. You've got Michael, who is a Duke, and he would rather do science experiments than go to social gatherings. He is also
Wouldn't we all?
currently, right? He is also currently watching his aunt's poodle, Lancelot, who is very beloved and is
Lancelot, I
very
love
well.
you.
Very well-behaved dog. On the other side of it, we've got Bitsy, who is the daughter of a viscount, and she's the diamond of the season. All the single men want to court her. She also has a poodle, and his name is Galahad, and he is not well-behaved at all. He has a bit of PTSD because of previous situations, and he keeps her suitors at bay. Nobody can really get like too close to her
Good
because
boy.
he's the goodest boy.
Yeah.
And because of this, her most insistent suitor, Peter, who we hate, by the way,
Fuck you, Peter.
Peter's the worst. We hate him. He devises a plan to have Galahad dog-napped so that he can secure Bitsy's hand in marriage. I know. We
I would
hate
kill
Peter.
someone. I would kill someone.
So, yeah, we do
I'd
not.
go to jail.
Anyways, there is a chaotic encounter between Michael and Lancelot and Bitsy and Galahad in the park. And at the end of this, they accidentally swap dogs. So Michael goes home with Galahad. They look very similar. They are black poodles. They look very similar. Just go with it.
Dogs have personalities.
Okay,
You
it's
could put
very
George Bailey in a room
chaotic.
of
It's
10,000
true.
Yorkies and I would know him.
Oh, for sure. But you
Yeah.
have to also remember that Mike, it's not Michael's dog, it's his aunt's dog.
But it's Bitsy's dog.
Bitsy's dog. And so what happens is Bitsy, after this encounter, after they've swapped dogs, Bitsy puts him in her like bedroom, locks him in there because he's Galahad is not well behaved. So she just puts him in there and then she goes off to like a social engagement. So she's had like very little time to realize that he's not acting like Galahad. And so the dog napper comes when Bitsy is away and dog naps who he thinks is Galahad, but is actually Lancelot.
This book gives me so much anxiety.
Michael realizes, oh no, this is not Lancelot. He is not well behaved at all. This is clearly Galahad. And he brings him back to Bitsy, who then tells him Lancelot has been dog napped. And they're like in a tizzy because they have to get him back, obviously. Meanwhile, Peter finds out that the wrong dog was dog napped and decides to play it off like it was intentionally a ransom situation
What the?
while setting up another dog napping to actually dog nap Galahad.
I want to punch this guy in the face.
Yeah,
That's what I really want.
he's the fucking worst. I hate this guy. Michael and Bitsy are begrudgingly working together to get the dogs back because Michael, it's his favorite aunt, it's her most beloved dog. He has to get the dog back.
Oh,
Bitsy,
yeah.
Galahad's her baby. She needs to get him back. While they are begrudgingly going all across London and England trying to find these dogs and find clues, sparks fly, obviously, and no dogs are harmed in this book.
I figured you would have told me
I would have started with
already if
that.
they were. You would have
I would have
texted me,
started
like,
with
don't
that.
ever read this.
Yeah, I would have started with that. Would have led with
Yeah.
that. No dogs are harmed in this book. Karma gets Peter back real good.
I hope a dog mauls him.
The ending is excellent. Peter gets what he deserves. He probably could have
Death.
gotten
I hope
more.
he dies.
He should have gotten more,
Look, if you
but
threaten a dog to me, you deserve death. That's it.
it's
Like, I don't want to hear your sob story.
Peter's the
Yeah.
worst. We
Yeah.
hate Peter, but
Screw you, Peter.
it all works out in the end. Peter gets it. I won't say what happens, but Peter gets it, and it's
Good.
yeah. Next, I read How to Find a Missing Girl by Victoria Wolosuck. I don't know how to say it correctly. I think it's something close to that. Anyways, a year ago, Iris's sister goes missing. Iris tries everything she can to find her sister because she thinks the police are not doing their best. And unfortunately, she is not able to find her sister. The only like witness gets scared off and the trail runs cold. The police decide that her sister is a runaway. They're not putting any more effort into it. Now, she and her two friends have a detective agency. It is a sapphic detective agency, and I love them all
Hey.
so much. It gives all the Veronica Mars vibes, but like with a group, not just like a single girl, but like the vibes are there and I love it. Now, in the present day, her Iris's ex-girlfriend Heather goes missing right after she drops a very cryptic, a very explosive episode of her True Crime podcast that was talking about Iris's sister's disappearance and trying to figure out what happened to her. So this time around, Iris is like determined. She's like, I need to help find Heather because it's going to make up for not finding her sister. So with the detective that was on her sister's case, keeping an eye on Iris and time absolutely not on her side, Iris and her friends are trying their damnedest to find Heather, and this could possibly be the most dangerous case that Iris has worked on to date. Dun dun dun. But it's so good. It is excellent. I highly recommend the audiobook because they're in between some of the chapters, interspersed into the book are the episodes of Heather's podcast. They're like short episodes. So in the audiobook, it's got like intro and outro music and
Oh,
Heather
that's cool.
and the entire episode of the podcast. It's only five episodes of the podcast, and then the sixth one is the one that she posts right before she goes missing. So it was really cool. It's very good. Like I said, the Veronica Mars vibes are there. It's so good. I don't know how this is Victoria's debut novel. It is so freaking good. I'm obsessed with it. I loved it. And I did not see, there are like, looking back on it, I could see like the hints as to how it was gonna end, but I did not see it in the moment. And I think that's the best. Like, I had no idea how it was gonna end, and all the clues were there, but I didn't put them together until the end when they put them together. So it was excellent. Highly recommend it.
Very nice.
I read Foul Heart Huntsman by Chloe Gong. It is dealing with all of the fallout from Foul Lady Fortune. Rosalind needs some help to find something. Old friends make an appearance in this book. I can't really say much about the plot of this book without giving away everything that happens in Foul
Me
Lady
with the
Fortune.
hunting man. Yeah, it's hard.
I literally, I everything that I tried to write down, I was like, no, that's a spoiler. Like, I can't say anything.
Yeah.
So that's the most that I can say. Reading this book felt like coming home to friends. It was so, like,
Is this the one that she said was like domestic fluff?
no, that was Last Violent Call. That was the two
Oh,
novellas. So
dirt. Okay.
this is the end of the Secret Shanghai series. So over the course of, this is book four with the two novellas, and it's like, for me, I want to say that it was like comforting because I got back with these characters who I'm like obsessed with. And so it felt like coming home. It might not be comforting for other people who aren't as invested. Things happen. There's a lot of anxiety and like high stakes and shenanigans and, lots of stress. But for me, it was just like the comfort was just being with these characters again, even though they're going through shit. But it was
Gotcha.
really good. I think it was a really great way to wrap up everything in this universe, even though I'm sad that we're not gonna get more shenanigans. But yeah. And there's all of the ships in this, like, she planted it in the beginning, and they panned out, and I'm very happy about it because if not, we were gonna have some words. There was a point where something happens and I was like, no, absolutely not. That is unacceptable. And then she fixed it. There were
You're like, thank
reasons.
God.
There were things, and I was like, okay. Because that was gonna ruin one of my ships, and I was not gonna be happy about it.
Oh, no.
So it worked out. It wraps up really well, especially since it's like not just this duology, but like the whole universe. You get kind of an overview of everybody getting their happy for now.
Oh.
Because it is part historical fiction, so the events that happen in the years after the end of this book in real life are not so happy. So it's definitely a happy for now ending, and we can pretend it's happily ever
Awesome.
after because we don't have to see any of the later years.
Yeah. Oh.
So yes, I loved it. I loved it. I think nobody is surprised. It's
No,
Chloe Gong,
I'm
so.
sitting here like I thought you were going to hate
Yeah, the
it.
worst. I read A Cuban Girl's Guide to Tea and Tomorrow by Laura Taylor Naimi. You've got Leela, whose grandmother, very beloved, has recently passed away. Leela is despondent. She is so sad. She is not dealing with it well. Within months of her grandmother dying, her boyfriend of 3 years breaks up with her. Her best friend leaves to go off and do something in, I think, Ghana, and they have a falling out. So she's had it rough the past few months. And her family has decided, they're like, you need to get out of this funk. We're gonna send you to England with your aunt, and you're gonna work out of this funk. Like, okay.
Why does that my family love me?
They don't love you enough to send you off to England to
I feel out of funk now.
Yeah, right? Like,
What the
damn.
hell?
So she gets sent to England. She is staying at her family's, like, her aunt and uncle own an inn, and she's staying there with them. And she is also a baker. They own a bakery back in Miami where she's from. And so she volunteers to help out with their like pastries and stuff because their current pastry chef has to go. I want to say it's maternity leave, but I feel like that's wrong. But for some re one reason or another, their current pastry chef has to leave. And so instead of hiring somebody else, she's just like, well, I'll help you guys out while I'm here. I'm gonna be here anyways. So she's there, and while she's there, she meets Orion, who is the son of the tea shop owner, the tea shop that supplies them with all of their tea. And he makes it a point, he's friends with the family, obviously, and he makes it a point to try and help her get out of her funk. He's like, I'll show you, let's just, it's the summer. I have a lot of activities going, like, I'm gonna be going to things, and I would really rather not do it alone. So you can be like my plus ones to things, and I'll take you out and we'll explore London. And maybe it'll help you get out of your funk, kind of thing. So, not exactly fake dating because they're not pretending to date, but like they're just going places together that typically are like dates, but like with friends and just trying to get her to get out of her funk. And so, Leela is like, okay, fine. I don't really want to do this because she's like dead set on being sad, but he's persistent and he's all like, it's like almost grumpy sunshine, but like sad and sunshine, and he's the sunshine and trying to pull her out of it. And she's kind of just gotta figure out what life is gonna look like
Look,
now.
sometimes you gotta want to stay in your funk for a minute. That's fine. I
Yeah,
can respect that.
for sure. So I get that. And she's like, okay, fine. And so now, with Orion's help, like, she's starting to try and figure out what her life is gonna look like after all of these things that have happened. And she's maybe starting to learn how to let people in again.
Oh,
I don't know, maybe. So it's
so
really
girly.
cute. Yeah, it's really cute. I really liked it. And then there's also a lot of food in this book, and I'm very upset there are no recipes because
Rude.
I need recipes. If you're gonna have a book that is so much food in it, I need at least one recipe.
Agree.
Preferably all of them, but like at least one. So I don't
Agree.
know if
Strong agree.
maybe the physical book has it. I don't know. I listened to the audiobook, so I'm gonna hold out hope. But it was very good. Next up, This Vicious Grace by Emily Theed. You've got Alessa, who is like the chosen one-esque person. She's known as the Fenestra, and she has this ability. She's supposed to partner up with somebody who has like magic. And I forget the name of like these magic wielding people. They have a name. And she's supposed to pick one as a partner, and they get married, and she and her partner are supposed to save their island from like this threat that comes around every, I don't know, 5 years or something like that. And because she has the power to channel her partner's magic and amplify it, so they use that against these evil things that are coming.
Sounds like somebody else I know.
Unfortunately, she has accidentally killed three of these partners, and everybody is getting
Well,
very anxious because
she it.
her touch is her touch can kill, literally.
Well, it sounds like somebody else I know.
Yeah, sounds familiar. And so everybody's getting anxious. They're like, is she even going to be able to save us? People are starting to think like, well, if we kill her, maybe we'll get a new one, and that one will be able to save us. And this is not just random people on the street. This also includes possibly the guards in the castle. And
Oops.
so Alesso decides, you know what? Y'all suck. I'm gonna go get my own protection. I'm gonna go get somebody who answers only to me, not to like the leader of the guard or whoever or anybody else. She's like, I'm gonna go out and do that. And that's where Dante comes in. Dante is like a street rat, but like a street fighter. And she like sees him, and she also, before this moment, she had seen him like being nice to a kid who people were like, who the kid was like begging for money or food or whatever. And the kid gets knocked over, and all the they were all adults that are around, and we're just like kind of jeering at the kid. And so
Are you crazy?
Dante comes in and is like, saves the kid from all of this. And she had seen that. And so she's like, okay, well, he has a good heart, even if he's a little rough around the edges. And so she hires him to be her bodyguard. And so now he is living in the castle and being her bodyguard, protecting her from everybody. And all of the, I wish I remember the name, the magic people, she has to choose one of them to be her partner. And she's like, I don't want to choose because
No.
last three times I chose, that person died. Like, I killed them. And so she devises. Dante is like, well, why do you have to do things that way? Like, just because it's always been done doesn't mean you have to keep doing it that way. And so she's like, you know what? That's a good point. So she devises this plan, and she's like, you know what? Instead of me picking somebody, let's invite them all to the castle, and we'll all train together, and we'll try and see if I can hold back on my power, so to see who is best best able to, I'm best able to channel so that the next one doesn't die, because we're running out of time. The threat is coming.
Yeah.
And so they all train together, you know, it's almost like found family-esque, even though they're like kind of afraid of her, because
you don't know this, but this is giving me so many Shadow and Bone vibes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind whenever I eventually read that.
when you get to that series, you're going to be like, you know what? Yeah.
I feel it.
It's if Shatter Me and Shadow and Bone had a baby, is what it sounds like to me.
Okay. And so they are all training together, and Dante is also there and helping to train, because for some reason, she is able, for spoiler reasons, I know why, but nobody else knows. And Alessa and Dante know, but nobody else knows. But for spoiler reasons, Alessa is able to touch Dante, but not at first. They like build up to it. And so Dante is also there helping them train and all of that. And perhaps sparks fly, because when you're in proximity with so many people.
I didn't see this coming at all.
I know, it's shocking, right? Like, absolutely no clue that this could possibly happen.
I thought they were going to hate each other. It's or crazy. Stay boss and employee.
It's crazy.
Guard and guarded.
But who is she going to choose? Are they going to be able to save the island? Who knows? Dun, dun, dun. Things and stuff and magic, and it's good. I liked it.
It's been on my shelf for a long time, feels like.
Yeah, it has been on my shelf for a long time as well. And the sequel came up for sale on Fairy Loot, which was why I read it now. Yeah. But there is a sequel. So I don't want to say that there's a cliffhanger. There is, but not in the way like you're...
Fourth Wing.
Not like Fourth Wing.
Yeah.
But like this is like this story wraps up and then there's going to be a new like... story, but it teases into it.
Gotcha.
So I'm not like sitting there like, oh my god,
how
I need to know
you.
What happens right now. It's right. not like somebody is like on the brink of death and then it ends or something like that. Like this has been resolved. The primary issues in this book have been resolved, and there's just more of the story to go with a brand new issue. I really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to the next book.
Awesome.
I've got two more books. Some Kind of Blunderful by Livy Hart. You have Mia and Alex, who meet on a dating app, and they schedule a date, and it goes disastrously. Not good at all. And they're like, you know what? It's fine. We're never going to see each other again. Joke's on them. Yeah. It's a romance novel. Of course they're going to see each other.
Of course you are, you schmucks.
Well, turns out that Alex is the guy who got the job that her dad was gunning for. And her dad has been complaining about this guy ever since he came in. It's this and this and this and that. And so she has heard about this dude, and she doesn't know that it's him because her dad calls him by his last name. So she's like, oh, Conroy did this today, and Conroy did that, and blah, blah, blah. And so she doesn't know that it's Alex. And so she's like in her dad's office when Alex comes in for a meeting, and they're like shocked, and they pretend they don't know each other because it's complicated with her dad.
It's weird.
Yeah. And so
you can't tell dad you went on a date with Conroy. Are you kidding?
No. And so they're like, okay, they just pretend not to know each other and they leave it at that. It's fine. That's it. They're not going to run.
They'll never see
each
other again.
Never. No. Their best friends are dating. They set up a blind double date. Mia's best friend is like, he's super hot. He's, you know, he's Ezra's best friend. You're going to love him. Ezra's like, Alex, she's hot. You're going to love her. Well, they end up in an escape room together. And I'm like, why does this keep happening?
At this point, you got to listen to the universe.
They just keep running into each other, and they're trying their damnedest to like stay apart because shit's complicated with Mia's dad. Like, Mia's like, well, he's the enemy.
Will survive.
And Alex is like, well, her dad already hates me and the whole company already hates me. So if I come in and I'm like trying to date her, they're going to hate me even more. And so they're trying real hard to stay apart. But you just can't fight the universe. You can't fight chemistry, and it's a romance. Exactly. So
you can't fight the rom-com, baby.
We know what's gonna happen. They may not, but we do, and it's a good time. They're idiots, and I love it.
I love it. A book about idiots. Shout out Llama Ferguson.
Right. Obsessed. And finally, I read A British Girl's Guide to Hurricane and Heartbreak by
You
Laura
just read
Ingraham Green.
guides.
I guess so. This is actually, it's the follow-up to A Cuban Girl's Guide to Teen
Okay, well,
Tomorrow.
that makes more sense. I
No,
thought they were like unrelated.
it is the follow-up. It follows Orion's younger sister, Flora. Flora has a lot of guilt over something that happened around her mother's death. Her mother didn't, there's nothing bad that happened. It's just some, Flora did something that she feels guilty about, and she's been holding it in. And finally, she explodes. She tells her family, and she sees like the disappointment in their eyes. Her family being Orion, her dad, and Leela. And she tells them, and she is like racked with guilt. And she's like, well, Leela ran away to England, so I'm gonna run away to Miami. So instead of waiting, because Leela's sister is getting married, instead of waiting for when they were originally gonna go for the wedding, Flora's like, I'm gonna change my plane ticket. I leave immediately after this blow up with her family, leaves them a couple notes, and is like, I'm sorry, I just need some time. And she
Yeah.
runs off to Miami, which, I get it. She's like trying to heal. She's trying to heal from losing her mom. She's trying to heal from her guilt around what she did prior to her mother's passing. She's trying to figure out what to do with her life because she doesn't really have an idea of like what she wants to do with her life. Back in England, she's got this friend, Gordon, who they've been friends for years. And before her blow up with her family, he makes his feelings for her known, and she, pushes him away because she doesn't think that she's worthy of love. She
Scared.
doesn't,
Yeah.
she's scared. And so that's also part of why she runs away. But then Gordy ends up, he was supposed to go to San Francisco for a program, an internship, something like that. But a spot opens up in his first choice, which is in Key West, Florida.
Hey.
So he shows up in Miami a few days before and is like, hey, heard you were here. And she's like, what are you doing here?
This is creepy.
And so he's like, he explains, and he's like, you know what? I get it. We'll just go back to how everything was. We'll just keep
Be
being good friends,
friends, be besties.
And she's like, okay, thanks. And then she meets this other guy named Baz, who is a photographer, and conveniently,
I don't know how I feel about Baz.
Leela's sister's wedding photographer has to drop out. And so Flora is like, you know what? I'm gonna get this photographer for you. Because he's apparently really, he's like a teen influencer in like the photography space. And so she's like, I'm gonna get him. He's like Miami royalty. I'm gonna get him for her wedding. And she goes and tries to do that. And turns out that Baz's family is trying to pair him up with this girl. I think her name is Kelly. And he's like, we don't see each other like that. I think she's just a friend. And so he's like, if you fake date me, I will help you with photography stuff. I will
What
be the
the
wedding
hell?
photographer. And she's like, you know what? Deal. Because she is very set on like, she's gonna fix the wedding. And so they are fake dating, but he's helping her, with photography, which is a passion of hers that she just recently figured out that she liked. And things are happening, and it is, I will tell you, it is not your typical fake dating story. I promise you that.
I'm Team Gordy.
I was very much, Baz is actually a good guy too, but yeah, we love
I'm
the
a
best
sucker for a
friend.
friend from home.
Where, yeah, exactly.
The
We,
best friend from home trope gets me in my
yeah.
guts.
So I will say that it is not your typical fake dating story.
Good.
And it ends really nicely. I really liked it. It is good time, and it is really about both of them are really about like finding yourself and finding your people and finding, figuring out your life and healing and a lot of that. So it was really good. I really liked it.
Okay.
So that is what I read this
Sounds like a
week.
good one. You had a better week than me.
I also went to Roseville over the weekend, and I met Brienne in
Oh, yeah.
person.
Our New York Times best-selling bestie.
Yeah, look at that. I mean, if I had a nickel for every time this happened,
Yeah.
I'd have three nickels, which is not a
Yeah.
lot, but it's weird that it happened three times. I'm just saying.
Look, I'm going to come on our podcast when I finish my book.
I will interview you.
You can be like, intruder alert.
Oh, wait.
It's me. And
Not
then
an
you can come on
intruder.
when you finish your book, and I'll be like, intruder alert. Where?
Oh my God.
Not
Yeah,
an
no, it was
intruder.
so so much
Sus.
fun. Yeah, Brienne is the sweetest. I met her husband, I met her kids. My kid decided that her younger kid was gonna be her best friend, and they spent the whole time together. It's funny, I was standing there with Brienne, and her husband and her youngest walk up, and he's like, I'm gonna take her over to the kids' books. And my daughter was just like, I'm going with them. And I'm like, you literally just met
Know
them. I'm
them,
like, I mean, that's fine because it's fine. Where are you gonna go? Like, he's not gonna run off with you because he still has the other
as
kid
at
and the
his
wife.
wife's book event. Yeah,
Right.
like,
Like,
is this
I'm
the
like,
long con where you steal a child?
right? I'm
Like,
like, it's fine. But it was just like, my daughter was like, I'm gonna go with them. I'm
I'll
like,
get in your van. You said you have
okay
puppies.
then. So that was funny. But yeah, they spent the whole time hanging out together. I texted this to you, but her husband is like the best hype man. Like
Yeah.
literally flitting around, taking video from different angles, and just like he's the best. It's like
Oh.
if your husband is not that hyped when your book comes out, divorce that man.
He will be. Don't you worry about him. He will be.
I was just, it was
He'll be
so
thrilled.
cute. It was so cute. Brienne is the best. She was in conversation with Angela Montoya, who has a book coming out on Halloween. It's called Sinner's Isle.
Ooh.
I fucking love Angela. New besties. Just hanging around waiting for like everything to get started. I was just standing around talking to her, and she was like a whole mood. She was like, I committed to like an event here and an event in LA and then another event, and now I just want to back out of all of them. I was on an extrovert high.
I
She's like,
hate
I
when
was on
you're
an
that tiny
extrovert
little
high.
extrovert demon comes out of you and they're like, yeah, do it. And then your real self is like,
Yeah, and
you're
she
gonna
was,
what?
I was like, that is a
Are
whole
you gonna
mood,
be
girl.
here when we do that? You leave me to do it?
Yeah, so I was just like, girl, you are speaking my language. Like, I'm feeling you. So, yeah, we had a long conversation about how being an introvert is really hard when your extrovert self pops up every
Yeah.
like now and then
I
and
hate her.
signs you up for
Oh, I don't
shit.
like her. Because then you're like, it's Friday. I don't want to. I just want
I
to stay home.
know, exactly. So,
And
yeah.
you can feel it when you're the introvert too. You can feel your inner self going, no, as you're saying yes.
Yep, and it's like,
Awful.
why? Why?
Why are you doing this?
I lied to myself. I lied to myself.
I lied.
Yeah. So, it was a lot of fun. I really feel like Angela would just fit right in here. Like,
Gonna have to come
if
on.
I know, I was like, you know, if you want to talk to a couple of introverts, you don't even have to get out of pajamas. You can stay at
Nope.
home. Like, if you ever want to come join us. So, yeah.
We're here.
But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And I haven't posted the pictures yet because
Gonna say you got some Photoshop work.
I got a Photoshop shit. But when I was taking a picture with Brienne, we took like a normal picture and then she like put her arm out, like, we have to include Mandy. So it looks like,
I
I'm like,
love her.
gotta do some Photoshop. Yeah, it was so funny. I love her
She's
so
so
much.
sweet.
It was a blast. So that was my week.
That was a good week. Did you happen to have a fictional boyfriend this week? It's not somebody from Fellheart Huntsman. I know
No, absolutely not. It's definitely not Orion Hong. Definitely
that.
not Orion, who is just, he has like, if chaotic bisexual and golden retriever energy was a person, it would be Orion. And I love him so much.
Oh.
I love him so fucking much. Like, I just want more of Orion. He is the
Give me
best.
that.
I love him so much. And you know what? I think it's gonna be a theme for this week because my other fictional boyfriend is Orion Maxwell from A Cuban Girl's Guide to Tea and Tomorrow, who is the
Named Orion.
named Orion.
Is that the
He
prerequisite?
apparently that's the requirements for this week. You have to be named Orion to be my fictional boyfriend. He's so fucking sweet. Like, at no point was this boy a typical like real life boy. He was
Yeah.
so sweet. Like, y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't even
Yeah.
pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. But yeah. So, Orion Hong and Orion Maxwell are my fictional boyfriends this week.
All
Tell me
right.
yours.
I'm going with Jack Tamerlane. And it would have been Jack, even if I'd read other stuff, because he gives me all the Jamie Fraser vibes, which I have to point out that I'm a hipster in this and I drank my coffee before it was cool. I read Outlander before there was even thought of a show. Okay. I have my high school bestie was like, my stepmom really likes these books and is recommending these books that were like started in the 90s and like we should read them. And I did. And then like years later, they were like, we're going to do a show. And it was like, anyways, I got off on a tangent. But yeah, he is the one who has to come back to Cadence, who's he's been gone, and he's like, I'm just gonna go, I'm gonna help them find the kids, I'm gonna leave. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care. Well, then he finds out, and this is like first few pages, this is really not a spoiler, finds out that he has a little sister that his mom hadn't told him about since he's been gone for 10 years. No, she's not.
But immediately he's worried that she...
Yeah, because immediately when he sees her, he's like in love with her. Uh-huh. Like, I've got to protect you at all costs. You are like, you are me. You are like me.
You're my Roman Empire.
You're mine. Yeah. And so like, there's one scene where she sees, what do they call themselves? I can't remember what the last name of the other clan is, but she says, she sees one in the yard with this horse, and she just opens Jack's door and she's like, Jack, I saw a man in the yard. And he like bowls her over. Getting outside, because he's like, I will get everyone who even looks at you, little girl. Like, and then you also have this aspect where like he doesn't even know how gone he is for Adira. Mm-hmm. And so like he like every now and then he'll be like, why did that make me feel this way? And it's like, girl, because you're gone, you're done, you're toast.
Yeah.
And so we have that, and anything that Adira, who is like the heiress to the, you know, she's going to be the next, mm-hmm. not laird, but you know, the next mm-hmm. lady of the clan. Every time she asks him to do anything, and it doesn't matter, he will do it. And like, if you read this, you will understand what I mean. Like, he will do anything she asks him to without a second thought. And he's just like, he doesn't call it Scotland, but like, he's a Scot. So like,
yeah.
What more could you want? What more could you want?
Oh, I love him already.
Yes. You have to. I need you to read Divine Rivals first, okay? Because I'm dying. Because Roman.
December. I'm not subjecting myself to that cliffhanger.
I miss Roman.
Literally everybody has talked about this cliffhanger, and I refuse to subject myself
to
that.
It's worth it.
I will wait until book two.
It just makes my tummy all twisty even thinking about it.
I will wait until book two comes out, and then I will read them together.
Anyways, Jack Tamerlane. Yeah, you're in for a real treat by doing that, because if you eventually get to Crescent City, you have to read all of Throne of Glass first. So you've got like a 15 book trek ahead of you, but it's so good. It's so good. I can't wait. I can't wait for you to read it. Like, you think ACOTAR is good.
One day.
Throne of Glass, just like blows it all out of the water. Just like, ACOTAR is not good compared to Throne of Glass.
One day when I have the energy to dive into like high fantasy for a long period.
Like, I've literally, it's so good. I've been considering a Throne of Glass reread, knowing all of the things I have to read and want to read that I haven't read yet. But I'm doing it with Outlander too, though. I'm like, God, I'd love to reread Outlander. Okay, that was my fictional boyfriend of the week, and a little baby tangent too.
We do that. A couple of announcements. First, we've already mentioned it, our bestie Brianne Randall hit the New York Times bestseller list. Congratulations.
I feel like we are good luck charms at the it's their talent, their hard work.
We didn't like her in anything.
Their dedication.
We didn't right. I mean, it's not like we actually once is like, wow, that's cool.
That's cool.
Twice is like a coincidence. Three times, though. Three times.
And it's not like they were on the episode and then a year later. It's like they're on our episode and then like a week or two.
Right. I actually looked this up. Robbie was on the episode on like the 7th, and then the announcement came on the 26th. And then Hannah, it was, oh gosh, I think it was within like 2 weeks. And then Brianne is like 2-3 weeks too. Like,
so it's not like it's like a 6 month where it's like you had nothing to do. Like, you like, hadn't talked to them recently. Like,
we didn't do anything.
No,
we just
manifest the shit out of it. And so we're going to say this out loud right now. Amber D. Lewis is going to be be on a bestseller list and there's going to be a TV show. I need a TV show of Fire and Starlight for real. It would be
Yes.
so good.
It would be so good.
Amber, it's coming.
Yeah. So there you go, guys. That was announcement number one. Announcement
Congratulations,
number
Brienne.
two. Yes, congratulations. We're so excited. She also hit the USA Today list, by the way.
Yeah.
Not just New York Times. Two lists on the New
Both
York
of
Times.
them.
Two different lists for New York Times and then the USA Today bestseller list. So congrats, girl.
Killing it.
And the other announcement, we haven't really talked about it during the podcast, but for anybody who doesn't know, the WGA and SAG-AFTRA have been on strike. WGA just signed an agreement with the AMPTP. They are going to be able to return to work. How much work they're actually going to be able to do with actors still on strike is up in the air, but they do have their agreement, which is good. And I'm sure they still support the SAG-AFTRA strike. And for anybody who is rolling their eyes and being like, why do actors need, like, it's not about the big name celebrities. It's
No.
about the working actors who barely make enough to get by. Like,
Right.
the union is not just your Brad
People are going to
Pitts,
listen to
Angelinas.
Fran Drescher
Yeah.
to because they're not going to listen to Tom off the street, but they'll
Right.
listen to Fran
Yeah. It's
'cause they know
not
her.
about all these big names that you know. It's about, the
Fans,
background
but
actors, the
they
supporting
have to
actors.
speak for.
Yeah. Then
They're
and
giving a voice to the essentially voiceless.
exactly. So stop rolling your eyes. It's
Yeah.
important.
And learn how to understand a union and what they're for and what
Right.
strikes are for.
And it's also really important because, like, it's Hollywood, first of all. So this is gonna set the tone for a lot of other unions that are not as visible, like working class unions, like my union, So there's that. And on top of that, there are a lot of things that are taking place, like the talk around AI, which is insane. They're trying to steal, and that's what it is. They're trying to steal work from these people.
Artists.
They're gonna scan the background actors for pay them for one day of the work and then use their image in perpetuity without any pay. No, bullshit. Like, this is not the kind of stuff that we need to be encouraging. The AMPTP needs to get their heads out of their asses. They are not in the
Yep.
right on this. So support the union.
Don't cross the picket line.
Don't cross the picket line. We've been doing our best. I've cut out some stuff where we were talking about like TV and film because,
Yeah.
we forget in the moment.
Yeah, you get
So
off on a tangent.
So we're doing our best. It is because we are not like influencers or we're not, anybody who is on the like list of whatever. Like, we have a little bit more leeway, but we are also trying very
We want to
hard
be in
to.
solidarity.
Yeah, so we're trying very hard to not cross the picket line. So they aren't obviously not calling for a boycott of anything at this time. Just don't like promote anything. Don't talk
Right.
about things. Don't tell people to, all of that. So we're doing our best, but we're hoping that with the WGA signing an agreement that SAG-AFTRA hopefully will get to do something soon because,
We like movies and we
we
like
like
TV and
movies.
we like people to get paid for their work.
We really do.
Yeah.
Everybody should get paid fairly for the work that they do. And it's not easy being a creative. So they definitely deserve what they're asking for. And it's like a fraction of what
Oh yeah, it's like
they're making,
pennies.
So like, come on, just get your heads out of your asses.
Come on,
So
guys.
yeah, there's that. That's the other announcement. WGA has ended their strike as of, I believe, yesterday. SAG-AFTRA is still going strong. So let's hope that they get something soon.
They will.
That
We're manifesting.
we're manifesting. Yes, we do that. We did do that with HarperCollins back in the day too. And
I'm telling you, we're
we
manifestors
put the energy out there. We're putting it out there.
this.
They're gonna get a fair deal. We're gonna strike all of this bullshit AI talk off the
Yeah.
table. Like,
Yeah, that's done.
we're not using that bullshit. Like, no. So there we go. That's where we're at.
Are we ready to do a spiel?
Yes, it is spiel
Oh,
time.
we don't have an author this week. I don't think we have an author next week, but we have some very exciting things coming.
Yes. There was a day
Very
where we
exciting.
sc I think we scheduled something like
Two in one day.
we scheduled so much stuff like just in the
Three, no,
past
it was
week.
three on that one day.
I think it was three. We talked to three in one day and scheduled them all. And yeah, we've got a lot coming up. That is
Yeah.
insane. It's insane stuff coming up. Like, pinch me. What?
Yeah.
Who are we talking to
So
next? Oh my
you're gonna
God.
have two episodes of Just Us. this one and next week, and then
and then
buckle up,
we'll make up for it, because there will be the episode after next week, there will be two interviews in
surprise.
One episode. Surprise. I'm not gonna tell you who it is.
No.
But there will
we're be taking I'm taking off work.
Yeah, I'm gonna I think I should take off work as well.
So
because I don't know if I'm gonna be able to live or focus on anything else.
No.
Yeah, it's very exciting. We're very excited. We will make up for these two guestless episodes by giving you one episode with two of them.
Yay! It's a twofer.
I'm so excited. There's lots coming up. Get
stick with us.
Now it's time for a spiel. I guess that was technically announcement number three, right?
Yeah, I didn't really think about there being an announcement until we started. I said the word spiel and then I was like, wait a second. We don't really have an author at this point.
Yes. All right. Well, it is spiel time. And if you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. Please also follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on all the things.
Everywhere.
Visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where you can also stream our blog. Wow, that is not what I meant to say. Where you can also stream all of our episodes as well as read our blog. I left out a few words there. All of the episodes are on the website. Our blog is on the website. And there's lots of reviews. I feel like I've written 10 in the past week. It's
good because I've written zero.
I have been reading so much.
You're carrying us.
So much in the past week. It's I'm dying. I'm drowning. In the best way possible. Please subscribe to our Patreon. Go to theincoherentfangirl.com/Patreon. You'll get early access, video episodes, exclusive deals, and also you get to see our pretty faces. We're pretty cute, I think.
I think so too.
And speaking of exclusive deals, please go shop our merch store, theincoherentfangirl.com/shop. There's a bunch of cute designs there. I had an idea today that I need to run by you, but I think it would be cute.
I'm excited.
Go do some shopping. It'll be fun. If you have any comments, concerns, questions, suggestions, design ideas, you just want to tell us that we're pretty, we will accept all of those in our inbox. I'm dying right now.
Expect those.
We expect. I'm dying.
I love it.
I'm doing real well right now.
I really love it.
What was I saying? Our email. We will accept them all in our inbox, theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com. We love hearing from y'all. And one last way to support the podcast is to rate and review on whatever platform you are listening to us on. Please give us your words.
We love your words.
We love your words. Please give them to us. She is at Mandy Perv on all the things.
She's at Ms. Made in China on all the things.
And once you have followed us on social media and you followed the podcast on social media, you can then go and visit our internet besties and do some self-care, because we want you to be cared for.
I know we're going into the fall, okay? But this is where, like, before about a month from now, we're going to go into daylight savings time, and it's going to be the seasonal depression months, and it is really important to self-care, okay?
Facts.
Coupon codes are not like self-care. Take care of yourself. It's like everybody loves fall. A lot of people love winter. It's also the seasonal depression month. So take care of you.
Take care of yourself, please.
Yes.
Please. You can make a stop over at herecomesthenerd.com. Use code FANGIRL to get 20% off your first order.
Then once you've got all your pins and goodies, you can head to onceuponabookclub.com, get a bookish box with gifts inside, or you can buy some like standalone items that they have in their shop. And we have two coupon codes for you. So either one, you can't stack them, but we love you. We don't care which one you use. Just know that you have access to 10% off. Use either code Mandy10 or Karen10 for 10% off, but just don't forget that there is an I in Karen. You spell it the right way.
And after you've done a little bit of shopping there, you're gonna want something to cozy up with to enjoy your new art, your new pins, your new bookish goodies. Head on over to entrancingelixirs.com. Use code FANGIRLT and you'll get 10% off your order. But remember, unlike Karen, there's no I in Fangirl. It's FANGRLTEA.
And then, of course, you're gonna need something to read. So I suggest you go over to future New York Times bestseller Amber D. Lewis's website. You got to get the Fire and Starlight Saga. I'm sure there's more coming from her. So you're just going to need to buy everything and follow her, join her newsletter, Facebook group, all the things. So it's amberdlewis.com and use code FANGIRL10 to get 10% off your purchase.
Yes. Everybody go buy the books because they're so freaking good. And once you have finished supporting us, you finish supporting our internet besties, you might as well go support the show husband. I guess
he lies sometimes. He tells stories about me.
He does.
But recent episodes have Harry Styles in the room. So not Harry Styles himself, but like Harry's likeness in the room. I would be dead if Harry Styles was in an episode of The Paranormal Mind. I would be dead.
Yeah.
Because that they recorded here in my house.
Yeah.
Anyways, there's a portrait of him on the wall looking like a Victorian ghost that I don't know if Josh realizes is there. And there's also a Harry Styles book as like a coffee table book behind them. Yes. So look for Harry Styles. So you're going to want to go to either searchersbelieve.com or search for The Paranormal Mind on anywhere you listen to your podcast, where you're listening right now works. If you want to shop at searchersbelieve.com, you can use code FANGIRL10 and get 10% off. We're working on some fall and winter merch. It's just been chaos, but more to come. I guess we like the show husband around here. He's pretty all right.
Yeah, he's cool, I guess. Yeah. And remember, we will lie for you. Mm-hmm. If somebody is trying to police your spending, you tell them that you want to give away from the Incoherent Fangirl podcast.
Spray them with pepper spray.
And or that.
Run away and be That's like, right. I want to give away. And you hush. But especially leading up into the gearing up for the holidays. Gearing up for the holidays time. Listen, yes. If they want to police what you're doing, they can hush and wash the pepper spray out of their eyes with some milk. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. But we will lie for you. If you need us to, we will. Just you drop won. Us a line.
Congrats.
We'll let you know.
Yeah.
And that was the Incoherent Fangirl. Thanks for
Thank
listening.
Thank you.
We love you.
Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at herecomesthenerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.